We got a word that we want to deliver, praise God, and it's taken from Habakkuk, amen, the third chapter, amen. And we thank God for this great prophet of the Lord, amen. And I want to say he was powerful. And I give you a little insight on Habakkuk. Habakkuk lived in the final, decades of Judah, Israel, in the southern kingdom. It was a time of injustice. And it was a time of idolatry. A lot of disobedience and a lot of sin was going on. Amen. But it's just something about when things get chaos, when you got a man of God like Habakkuk, amen, God can work things out because he was a praying man. I mean, know when you pray, the Lord hear your prayer. And the Lord will work miracles. Won't he do it? Amen. So a lot of injustice was going on. But he witnessed threats of the Babylonian Empire on the horizon. But this one thing I like about Habakkuk, he didn't speak to the people of their disobedience. Amen. But he spoke directly to God. Come on, somebody. Amen. That's a message right in itself. Sometimes we as people of God are just in general. Sometimes we want to straighten somebody out. Sometimes they ain't doing like we think they need to do or behave like they need to behave, and we go to them. Amen. And we go to them and tell them what we so desire. Amen. Sometimes we tell them a piece of our mind. But I learned, amen, from Habakkuk, he went directly to God. Come on, somebody. Look at God. Amen. Sometimes you will start a fight. Sometimes by going to the people. But go to the source. Go to God that can turn it around. Amen. Amen. So when you got disturbance, sometimes you have family disturbance. Sometimes you have church disturbance. Amen. While we're there bickering and complaining and mumming and grumbling, we need to be praying to God and say, Lord, you see it. Fix it. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. So that's how Habakkuk was. He went directly to God. Amen. And I thank God. And he prayed. He prayed a powerful prayer. Amen. And he began to, in the third chapter of Habakkuk here, amen, amen, as we're going to read, praise God, right now, this prayer coming from Habakkuk, the third chapter, verses 1 through 16, praise God. And I want you to listen to this prayer. Amen. This was a confident prayer. He won't pray in a prayer that, and he was wearied in a journey. Amen. He didn't pray a prayer in despair. He didn't pray a hopeless prayer, but he prayed a powerful prayer. Praise God. And it's just something about when you pray to God, you might as well look out. Amen. Things going to get better. Praise God. Blessing is on the way. Amen. Praise God. All right. We're going to have my daughter to read. Amen. Verse, Sister Lamisha. Amen. Read verses 1, amen, through 16, please.
Habakkuk 3:1, a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet upon Shigionoth. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid.
Amen.
O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years.
Yes.
In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy.
Praise God.
God came from Taman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah.
Yes.
His glory covered the heavens and the earth and was full of his praise. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand.
Yes.
And there was the hiding of his power.
Yes.
Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet.
Yes.
He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow.
Yes.
His ways were everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction.
Yes.
And the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble.
Yes.
Was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Was thy anger against the rivers? Was thy wrath
yes.
against the sea?
Yes.
That thou didst ride upon thine horses and thine chariots of salvation?
Yes.
Thy bow was made quite naked, according to the oaths of the tribes, even thy word, Selah.
Yes.
Thou didst cleave the earth with rivers.
Yeah.
The mountains saw thee, and they trembled.
They trembled.
The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered his voice and lifted up his hands on high.
Come on, somebody.
The sun and moon stood still.
Yes.
Habitation.
Yes.
At the light of thine arrows they went.
Yes.
And at the shining of thy glittering spear.
Yes.
Thou didst march through the land in indignation. Thou didst thresh the heathen in anger. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people,
yes.
even for salvation with thine anointed.
Yes.
Thou woundest the head out of the house of the wicked.
Yes.
By discovering the foundation unto the neck.
Thank the Lord.
Thou didst strike through with his staves the head of his villages. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was as to devour the poor secretly.
Yes.
Thou didst walk through the sea with
Come on.
Thy horses.
Come on.
Through the heat of great water.
Yes.
When I heard, my belly trembled. My lips quivered at the voice.
Yes.
Rottenness entered into my bones.
Yes.
And I trembled in myself.
Yes.
That I might rest in the day of trouble.
Yes.
When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his truth.
Come on. You can read on down to the end.
Although the fig tree shall not blossom.
Yes.
Neither shall fruit be in the vine.
Yes.
The labor of the olive shall fail.
Yes.
And the fields shall yield no wheat.
Yes.
The flock shall be cut off from the fold.
I say so.
And there shall be no herd in the stall.
Come on.
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
Come on.
I will joy in the God of my salvation.
Yes.
The Lord God is my strength.
Come on.
And he will make my feet like hind feet.
Look out now.
And he will make me
yeah. Yes.
To the chief singer on my string instrument.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Lamisha, for that wonderful scripture reading. Amen. So Habakkuk, amen, he didn't have, amen, nothing to worry about because he know nothing going to get him down. Amen. Praise God. Praise you, the Lord. And I thank God. If we have a topic, preaching topic, it will be, yet will I rejoice. Amen. Yet will I rejoice. I want to say this morning, things going to happen. Problem going to arrive. Trouble going to be in the land. Amen. But what we going to do? Habakkuk, what we going to do? Amen. We're going to rejoice in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. You got to speak that. Amen. I know we have different things that we're going through. Amen. We have different things and difficulties that we're facing in this world. But we got to realize we got a big God. Amen. A big God that can work miracles. We don't have to hold our head down and look to the ground. We don't have to be wearied in well-doing. We don't have to throw the towel in. But yet will I rejoice. Praise God. Amen. Yet will I rejoice. Praise God. I don't have nothing to be sad about. I got a brother right now. Amen. Could leave at any time. Praise God. Amen. But that between God. God gives life. He take life. Amen. I'm going to rejoice anyhow. Amen. Because I know my God. I said I know my God is in control. Amen. And the beautiful thing about it, amen, he done got his ticket. Praise God. Amen. He ready for departure. Come on, somebody. Amen. We sitting with, amen, worrying and complaining and, amen, and this ain't right and that ain't right. But I'm here to tell you, amen, when you look around with what's going on in the world, praise God, we got to get a hold of this message. We got to be happy anyhow. Amen. We got to rejoice anyway. Praise God. I say we got to rejoice anyhow. Amen. Things are going to go soft. Things going to work, amen, in negative ways. But although, let us all say although. Come on, somebody. I said although. Amen. Let the trouble come. Amen. Let problems arise. But although God is in control. Amen. Ain't God good in here? Amen. Praise God. Now listen at this hardship. Listen at this problem. Amen. Habakkuk is speaking this morning. He said, although, come on somebody, the fig tree shall not blossom. Amen. Amen. Neither shall fruit be in the vine. Amen. Let us say this is a bad day here. Praise God. Trouble is all around us. The labor of the olive shall fail. Come on, somebody. I said, come on, somebody. Have you ever been in these days? Have you ever been in conflict? Have you ever been in battle? Praise God. But amen, things going to happen. But what you going to do? The Bible said here, the labors of the olive shall fail. The field shall yield no meat. Now, I got a problem right there because I like meat. Come on, somebody. Amen. Now, the fields ain't amen, yield. No meat, praise God. But I'm a trust in the Lord. I'm a wait on the Lord anyhow. Praise God. I ain't gonna get down and out, praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It said the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Praise God. What you gonna do now? I can see the devil bluffing us. Amen. With all these bad things happening, what you going to do now? But yet, come on, somebody. I say, but yet, I will rejoice. Praise God. Let it happen. But I'm still going to rejoice in the Lord. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. And I will what? Joy in the God of my salvation. Praise God. I said, praise God. Ain't God good in this place? Praise God. Amen. I tell you, we got to learn to rejoice. We got to learn to rejoice anyhow. Things going to transpire. Problems going to arrive. But we got to learn to rejoice anyhow. Praise God. Ain't God good in here? Amen. Now, you know, amen, when adversity, amen. How many know adversity time is coming? Amen. But what we going to do? We're going to cry and weep. We're going to moan and groan. But yet, come on somebody, I will rejoice, praise God. Sometimes you might can't pay your light bill. Sometimes your funds might be run out. Amen. What you gonna do? I'm gonna rejoice in the Lord. Because I know my God is on the way with abundance on. Come on, somebody. How you know that the stall might be empty, the mule can might be low, but when you factor in God, He makes the difference. Yes, praise God. Don't sit around here mumbling and complaining and worried and well doing. But praise God. That's what we want to do is praise God. Amen. In this time. Amen. Yes, because this time is a tricky time. This time is, amen, critical. This time is perilous. This time is troubling. Amen. But God is always there. Right? Praise God. When adversity comes, praise God. But when we call on the Lord, He'll come to our rescue. Praise God. Amen. When trouble is in the land, we can call on Jesus. Praise God. That's why I don't be worried. That's why I ain't around here complaining. Amen. Only thing we need to do is pray. How many know if you pray? How many know, sisters and brothers, if you call on the Lord? Come on, do you know what I'm talking about here? I say when you call on the Lord, He will come to your rescue. Amen. He ain't going to leave you. He will not forsake you. The Bible says He will never never come on in this place. I said he will never leave us nor forsake us. Praise God. So that's our consolation. Amen. I said that's our consolation. Amen. When trouble is in the land, we can call on Jesus. Praise God. Amen. I'm not going to be wearied and well-doing. I'm not going to be down and out. I will not allow the devil to get me in depression. I will not allow the devil to have me, amen, all stress. Come on, somebody. We need to realize, come on, church. Do we have a church in here this morning? I said, come on, church. Amen. We are too blessed. Come on, to be stressed. Amen. I said, we are too anointed to be disappointed. We are too equipped to be whipped. Amen. The devil ain't going to whip us. We're going to whip the devil. I mean, you know, that's one thing you got to get a hold on. You got to let the devil, he got to get out your home. He got to get out my church. He got to get out my my job. Amen. Because he'll take over. You can't just stand there and watch him destroy your life. Amen. I'll either watch him destroying other folks' lives. But you got to know, amen, God is in control. I'm not going to be fretful. I'm going to trust in the Lord. Praise God. I say, yet, come on here. I say, yet, I will rejoice. Praise God. Yeah, things going to happen. Praise God. But rejoice in the Lord. Praise God. I know we're going through. I know problems is arriving. Praise God. Amen. I know people got all kind of problems. And they say, well, you know, my wife just walked off and left me. Praise God. Amen. I hear all types of things. Amen. She left me. Praise God. What shall I do? Yeah, I'll tell you what to do. Yet will I rejoice. Hallelujah. Amen. The same way she walked off, God can bring her back. Come on, somebody. You don't sit there and pity party. You don't sit there and pull your hair out. You don't sit there and be troubled. Amen. But no, God can turn around. Amen. Put your trust in the Lord. Praise God. How many know when you put your trust in the Lord, everything gonna be all right. Amen. People today in the land and country, they are concerned, and I'm concerned as well. Amen. Concerned. Amen. About the, amen, the funds being terminated. Come on, somebody. Hey, amen. We living in these times. Amen. Amen. That the government, praise God, is shutting off folks' Medicare and Medicaid. Amen. And all the different funding. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Where are you? What you gonna do? I tell you what to do. Yet I will put my trust in the Lord. Amen. That's why I can smile. That's why I can rejoice. Amen. Because I'm gonna eat anyhow. Come on, somebody. Because I'm trusting in the Lord. And he will provide. How many know he's a great provider? Hey, God, good. Brother Curtis, amen. Amen. We're going to eat, praise God. It said God going to take care of his people. Amen. We don't have to worry about nothing. Our meal cans may get a little low on beans. Ain't God good in hell? Amen. But I'm so glad we got a supplier. Come on, somebody. Do anybody know about the supplier? Amen. He can supply your beans. He can supply your rice. He can supply you with joy. He can supply you with grace. He can supply you with goodness. Amen. So get up, amen, and look to the hills of whence cometh thy help. Quit wally-polly. in the soil. Amen. Get yourself up. Brush yourself off and get started. Get in this race and know that God is for you. And if God is for you, who can? I said, who can be against you? It got good. One, come on, church. Are you praying for me this morning? Praise God. I said, one can chase a thousand, and 10,000 can put, amen.
10,000
right. Say it again.
10,000
to fly. Come on here. Go get back, Jack. Amen. Get back, Jack. Amen. You know who Jack is? The devil. See, the devil don't like this preaching this morning. He don't like this rejoicing this morning. He tried to steal your thoughts. He tried to make your mind go blank. But I want to tell the devil right in front of the congregation here. Devil, get thee out of my life. Amen. Get thee hence. Go about your business in the name of Jesus. I mean to know there's power in the name of Jesus. Praise God. And when you call on the Lord, the devil got to flee. He don't like the name of Jesus. Praise God, because there is power in that name. The Bible said at that name, every knee shall bow. At that name, come on, every tongue shall confess. Praise God. And hey, God, there is power in the name of the Lord. That's why we sung that song marching this morning. That's why we can march on for the Lord. Praise God. I'm not going to get tired on this journey. I will not throw the towel in. I will not look down to the ground, but I will look up to Jesus. Amen. Do I have any witness in this place? Amen. I said, do I have any witness in this place? We can look to Jesus. We can look to Jesus. He got what we need. He got a supply house with everything we need. He don't run out. We might run out. Sometimes folks give free stuff. Amen. To the social service. And everybody get a notice in the mail. And they get a flyer and say we're going to give free cheese. Amen. Downtown at the social service office. We're going to give free groceries. Praise God. Amen. They may say they're going to give it at 8. People will spend the night. Amen. And make sure they're in that line when that door opens. But I'm here to tell you the sad part of this. Amen. Those folks that's in the rear of the line, in the back of the line, sometimes the cheese run out. And sometimes the groceries run out. But I'm so glad in God's storehouse, it don't work that way. Praise God. Let us say so. Amen. He got plenty. Amen. He can give you. He can give me. He can give the whole entire world. Amen. You cut my food stamps off. That gonna be all right. God gonna give me some more source. Come on, somebody. You may alter my social security. You may alter my, amen, Medicaid. I want to tell you, church, don't have no stroke. Don't have no heart attacks. Don't get all upset. You got people trying to fight. You got people trying to cut. You got people trying to hurt folks. Don't leave it alone. And yet, I will rejoice. Hey, God, get up. That's all I'm going to do is rejoice in the Lord. Because I know it's on the way. I know it's coming. Praise God. Praise you, the Lord. And I'm thankful. I said I'm thankful. Amen. That God will provide. That's why I can have joy. That's why I know that weeping endure for a nighttime. But joy will come in the morning. Amen. If you got some weeping to do, you weep at night. Praise God. But in the morning, have some joy. Come out of here with joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. Amen. Some people I have talked to. That's why I'm preaching like I'm preaching. Because people is hurting. People is afraid.
People is wearied. Amen. People is just downhearted. They just can't make it. Amen. Just feel so out of touch. But I want to tell you, God got you. God got you. Amen. Get in touch with Jesus. Call him up. Ring him up. Praise God. Talk to him. He will break it. He'll let you know I got you. Praise God. Don't you worry. While you worrying and complaining, trust in the Lord. Amen. Depend on God. Praise God. You can't depend on government. You can't depend on people. But you can depend on the Lord. And if God is for you, amen, nobody can be against you. Praise God. Amen. I said amen. Ain't God good in here? Praise God. Amen. I want to tell you. Yes, I acknowledge. Amen. Sometimes you get depressed. I acknowledge. Sometimes you get down and out. I acknowledge that. I acknowledge that. Amen. But I want you to acknowledge, yet will I trust and I will rejoice in the Lord. I said, yes, I will rejoice in the Lord. Do what you want to. Say what you want to say. My trust ain't in man. My trust is in the Lord. And God said, I got you. The only thing he want us to do is, amen, let him be the leader. See? Sometimes we run ahead of God. But we need to stand back and say, Lord. I believe sometimes the Lord is saying to us, if you let me, I will come with you. If you let me, I'll go with you. But so many times we're too quick and fast. And we leave God. And then I want to tell you, when you leave God, you are in a disaster life. You cannot. I say you cannot do nothing without the Lord. So if someone come to me and they begin to complain about their situation. Pastor, this is going on. This is happening in my life. I can't hardly make it. I don't know what to do. I want to tell everybody, Church of God, I want to tell everybody, Facebook, friends and family, I want to tell everybody all over the USA and in the foreign countries, you don't have to realize and worry, because you must realize the battle is not yours anyhow. It's God's. Why are you? Can I ask another question? Why are you concerned about another man's battle? You ain't got to fight in this battle. It's the Lord's. So what I want you to do is let go of your problems, your hardship, your grief and pain, agony. Can you do me a favor? Let go and let God. And how it works? Then you can smile. Then God will start working miracles in your life. Yes, in time like these, he's still God. He haven't changed. You may feel like, amen, that, you know, nothing is getting better. But sometime we have to realize you keep moving. You stay faithful. God, he's in control. He know when. He know how. He know all about it. He taking notice. Only thing you got to do is what? Rejoice in the Lord. May God bless his word. God bless you.